Dancing on a Thursday. Players loose before practice. That's a good sign. Steelers, Jaguars coming up Sunday at Everbank Field. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back to work on the Florida Blue practice fields Thursday afternoon. Blake Bortles getting set for his first home start this week after a good outing a week ago in San Diego. With his wide receivers Lee and Shorts banged up, though, it's up to the young fellows again. Allen Hurns, Allen Robinson, they'll have a big part in this Sunday's game. At tight end, of course, Clay Harbor had a 70-yard day in his 2014 debut last week. And with Mercedes Lewis out for a while, the Jags need big production from Harbor again. It's time to go behind enemy lines. The Steelers are 2-2, and head coach Mike Tomlin said that they've played four different types of football games so far this season, trying to find some consistency as a team. Still have plenty of weapons on offense, of course. Ben Roethlisberger is in his 11th season. Antonio Brown is fourth in the league in receiving yardage. Le'Veon Bell is second in the league in rushing. One Jaguars defender who knows all of them well is defensive tackle Ziggy Hood. He played for Pittsburgh from 2009 through 2013 and came to the Jags this past offseason in free agency. And this week, Ziggy tried to downplay the first meeting against his old team.
He's going to go out there and play. I mean, I'm pretty sure there are going to be some guys out there with some chips on their shoulder, you know, for me being there, you know, the last past 5 years. But, I mean, Lord willing, I'm just going to go out there and play hard and give everything I got like any other game.
Hope you'll join us on radio tonight, the Gus Bradley Show, 6 to 7. Gus and Jeff Lagerman, followed by an hour of Jaguars Thursday. Myself, Lagerman, and Tony Baselli. That's all on the flagship station of Jaguars Radio, 1010 XL and 92.5 FM. The Jags wrap up Steelers week on Friday. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.